Talking about travel, a couple formerly of Highland Park have been selected by Airbnb to travel the world for free. Ben Zander Bell and Peter Kaplan join us now. You two are making me jealous. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having us on the show.
I need to know how this happened. Now, this was a contest, but it wasn't some kind of random drawing. You actually had to write an essay. Tell us how you were selected.
Yes, we had to write an essay, which Ben did, and his was selected out of 300,000, over 300,000 applicants, actually. And then we had to do a short 2-minute video once we were down selected. And then after that were a series of interviews.
Yeah, and Ben, what was the gist of what you wrote?
Well, the gist was to explain that we've in fact been nomadic already for 12 years. So the concept of living sequentially, living flexibly was not new to us. And we really looked forward to the opportunity to provide feedback for the platform of Airbnb. To influence and shape the future of flexible living. This was right up our alley.
Have you started this trip yet?
It starts formally on September 1st. Now, we've been living since the beginning of the pandemic in Mexico, so that will be our starting point, and then we'll make our way to Chicago first, and then onward.
I was reading about how you like to travel, and the first place you visit in a new land, the open-air markets. Why is that?
Well, there are lots of reasons, but besides the curiosity about the food and what's available locally, culturally for us, we quickly get a read on what's going on. So we get into a market, some are raucous and lots of activity and lots of energy. Others are very much quiet affairs. So we can pick up very quickly some cues about how best to behave in that country.
It's also a great place for us to buy whatever the local fruit is. And we do eat a lot of fruit and vegetables to stay healthy, keep our immunity doing well. So that's a great place for us to go and get fruit.
Yeah, and Peta, I see where you use your camera as an icebreaker. Does it work?
It absolutely does. I also always carry a sketchbook, and I'll sometimes do sketches of people, and pretty soon there's people around me, and we're talking, and there's children and old people, and it's both of those are great icebreakers for us, because we do really like to engage with people as we go, you know.
Mm-hmm. As you mentioned, 14 years ago, after your fourth son graduated high school, you sold your home in Highland Park, and you started traveling. You got rid of most of your possessions. I like that. I've been trying to be a minimalist for a long time, but apparently I'm more of a hoarder, according to my wife. As you've traveled so far, have you ever encountered any sort of scary situations around the world?
I wouldn't say scary, but we were caught in a typhoon when we were living in Vietnam, and the roof of the house we were living in blew off, and we did have a spill on our motorbike when we were on the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
But there are other things that can happen that, you know, whether they are scary or not is really a function of your state of mind. So, for example, when we were in Thailand, there was a military coup. So, depending on your mindset, it can be a terrible thing and quick get out of the country, or you can read what everybody around you is doing, and none of them were panicking. It was just a different format of government, and so we stayed cool and it was fine.
What's your advice to anyone who admires what you're doing and would like to live the nomadic lifestyle that you're doing? What's your message to them?
Well, we probably have different ones. I'll start with each. For me, the advice is I find that the fear of the unknown, what happens if I run out of money? What happens if I get sick? What happens if there is a dangerous situation? The fear is preventing a lot of people from doing really cool stuff. I find that the reality doesn't support that fear. So as long as you stay loose and not panic when stuff happens, then you will have a fantastic time.
What about you, Peter?
I think for us, really home can be anywhere. And so wherever we go, we try to make that our home. If we're there for 2 weeks or for a month or for 3 months or for a year. So having that ability to live wherever we are and make our neighborhood, you know, our local place where we go for food and where we go for walks, just makes it feel as though it's home. Mm. Doesn't matter where it is.
Well, my wife is going to try to duplicate your lifestyle. I know I'm going to hear about this today. It's Ben Sanzer-Bell and Peta Kaplan, formerly of Highland Park, selected by Airbnb to travel the world for free. Well, good luck on your voyage around the world. We should check in with you folks, and hopefully you will not encounter any typhoons or coups.
That's great. Do check in with us, and thank you.
Thank you.
We're very excited.
Thanks, Bob.
All the best. Happy, safe travels to you.